Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.
What's up, you guys? Sean Ross at Fightful.com. I have been very fortunate over each of the last 3 years, dating back to 2018, to get to interview MJF. The first one happened by phone. It went smooth. I barely knew him. If you remember how things went the second time at the MGM Grand, he got a guy fired on the floor of the Grand, disconnected my microphone when we got up to his hotel, and that's after the 45-minute trek that he sarcastically took us on to get to the hotel room while berating fans in the waiting area, so to speak. So we're talking about promoting Full Gear. I set up something with AEW, and I figure, you know what? I've got the handle on technology. There's nothing that he can do this time. I was wrong. Throughout the early portion of the call, MJF disconnected multiple times, ruined my shot. Then, at other times, I'm not sure what he did. I'm probably kicking around a modem of some sort. Who knows? But if you notice some connectivity issues early on, just know that was his fault. It was his fault. I did my best. Enjoy. What's up, you guys? Sean Ross Sapp, Fightful.com, here with a name you know, and you might know him for good reasons, you might know him for bad reasons, but you know him for reasons. It's MJF. He's wrestling Chris Jericho at AEW Full Gear November 7th. I saw you shake your head there. I mean, anybody who...
Yeah, I can't think of anything that would be bad about little old me. You know what I mean? I think that's kind of weird to say that. I think I'm a really good person, but if we want to start the interview, Sean, you can do whatever you want, you know? You're the professional here, not me, so...
I mean, I'm pretty sure the last... I'll tell you what's bad about you. Your video keeps turning off.
I'm getting a text message. All right, I'm back. That's what happens, you know, when somebody's busy and they have, like, a real job, as opposed to being, like, a dirt sheet writer, like a real job, Sean. So sometimes you get messages about business, not messages about, you know, some fake idea about somebody being a bad person, okay? Because I'm not, Sean.
I'm pretty sure I physically witnessed you get someone fired at the MGM the last time that we spoke.
Sean, that guy was an unprofessional person. I think we both can agree on that.
Yeah.
He was mean-mugging me. I didn't appreciate it. And when I'm trying to conduct an interview with somebody, no matter how lowly they are, I want to make sure it's done properly and professionally. So that's why that guy had to go bye-bye. And that's why he's never going to have a job again in Vegas. Because I know people, Sean. I know people. Are we going to get to the questions, or are we just going to keep going back and forth with the yakety-yak?
This kind of was, a question. I felt like we were in a Chris Jericho paradox at that point. I mean, you graciously let me do the interview in your hotel room, which was very nice of you. I saw that you also let Chris Van Vliet do one there, so apparently it wasn't that special.
Yeah, not really all that special. I'm a pretty lazy person, so I like to be in the comfort of my own space.
So it seems like you're trying to make the inner circle your space. What motivated you to even want to join the inner circle? It seemed like you were doing pretty good on your own.
Yeah, it's pretty obvious, Sean. If you look at what happened with Dictator John, who cheated despicably by using an illegal maneuver, I should be the AEW world champion right now. And the only reason why that didn't happen is because I made a critical error. It is very clear that in order to be successful in All Elite Wrestling, you need to be a part of a group and or stable. There's a lot of lines being drawn in the sand for that particular reason. And I personally feel that right now I would be the AEW world champion if I had a group of people who would be willing to speak up for me on my behalf. And that's when it became very clear to me that I needed to be a part of a group. And what better group to be a part of than the best group, the best faction, the best stable, in not just AEW, but in all professional wrestling, being the Inner Circle. Also, me and Chris were pretty much best friends, so it just makes sense.
So you don't seem much like a follower. I mean, for all intents and purposes, based on your own words, it seems like that's why you kind of ditched Cody Rhodes. Would you want to lead the Inner Circle?
This feels like you're putting me in a corner here, and I don't appreciate it. This is the type of stuff that I knew was going to come up, because you're that dirt sheet guy. You know, you're trying to make people say the wrong thing, but I'm not going to here. I'm going to keep it professional, unlike you, Sean. Me and Chris, I believe we have a genuine bond. I believe that it's more than we're going to have to need a leader if I do join the group. I think if anything, we understand that we are the two biggest stars in all pro wrestling. Nobody can keep our names out of our mouth. After every single segment, there's about a week's worth until the next segment where people are only talking about us. Fact. And I think we both are fully aware that together we can accomplish an insane amount. So I feel that there's not going to need to be some sort of weird power struggle. I don't think there's going to be some weird uprising. I just think we're going to work together. That's what I think.
You say that you all could work together. Could you all go on tour together? I think you've proven yourself as a musical commodity at this point.
Absolutely. Right now, we've got some things in the works. Nothing I can talk about, you know, legally. But there's definitely some things in the works right now as far as musically goes. I mean, let's face the facts here. I was an All-State tenor, too, for a reason. I was the captain of the Acapellas, the all-male acapella group, for a reason. Chris Jericho is one of the greatest rock, you know, singers, for a reason. And both wildly talented. Nobody in all of professional wrestling could have pulled off the segment that we pulled off. There's a reason that it's the most talked about segment in the history of professional wrestling, and I am very proud of it.
Can we sing a duet right now?
Absolutely not, Sean. You don't have the pipes.
I can sing. I'm good.
I'm not even going to allow you to try that. It's embarrassing enough for me that I have to share a screen with you right now for an interview. I am not going to make the situation somehow worse. So here's what we're going to do.
We can sing
whatever
Judas.
Song, what song were you thinking of singing?
We can sing Judas.
Who sings that song?
Chris Jericho.
Yeah, let's keep it that way. Next question.
You wouldn't sing Judas with Chris Jericho if he asked you to do it?
Oh, I would, because we're both professionals, Sean. Professionals. Next question. You're embarrassing yourself. More important, you're embarrassing me.
Man, so I mean, I feel like based on things that you've posted yourself, you have legitimately gained inspiration from Chris Jericho over the years. You'd posted stuff from, I believe it was your bat mitzvah that included Chris Jericho on a ticket.
For a girl, you're clearly very uncultured and very unintelligent. Bar mitzvah in the Jewish community is for a boy. A bat mitzvah is for a girl, okay?
Yeah.
So I had a bar mitzvah. It was called Maximania. I took the WWE logo and I flipped it into an M. You know who also did that? Yeah, The Miz. And he did it 4 years after I invented it. We're not going to get into that. It's cool. He did his own thing with it. Was it upsetting? Should I have trademarked it? Probably. But it is what it is. Mike Mizan and Hell the Guy, love his show on E! I had Jericho was one of the tables was named after Jericho. I've always been a fan of CJ. I think CJ is a tremendous performer. I see a lot of people claiming we have similarities, and I do find it interesting because when Christopher was asked the same question, do you see the similarities between you and MJF? His response was, I was nowhere near as good at the age of 24 as MJF is. I was working moose lodges in Canada, which is true. What I want people to understand is, I pick and chose little aspects of people's games because I'm a student of the game. And Chris Jericho is most certainly one of the people that I definitely studied an awful amount of.
Was there anybody else that you look at, whether it would be somebody that you could wrestle or not, that you specify and you took significant parts of their game?
Well, I've said Roddy Piper a billion times, Ric Flair, Tully Blanchard. It's unfortunate that me and him had to have a spat back in the day, but I think if me and him talked it out, it'd be fine. The list honestly goes on and on. Nick Bockwinkel. I grow exhausted with the examples simply because I watch so much professional wrestling. I watch Mid-South wrestling. I watch Global. I watch Smoky Mountain. I watch AWA. I watch World Class. I watch anything I can get my hands on from pretty much from 92 downward, simply because so many people in my generation don't concern themselves with that time frame because they feel they can get nothing from it. And I find that laughable. There's a reason why every single time I'm in the ring, it seems that I'm unique. I feel like a throwback of sorts. I feel different. Whereas everybody else is kind of just going out there and they're trying to do sequences as fast as they possibly can. And they're trying to hurt their opponent by doing flips and dives. It was never my MO. I believe Chris Jericho is somebody who was able to mix both the old school and the new school. And that's something I pride myself in as well.
Yeah, I was going to say, it seems like it surprises some people when they find out how much stuff from not just before you were born, well before you were born,
sure,
that you take in.
Yeah. I mean, I'm a prodigy. It's the equivalent to when you hand a kid, you know, some old school music from, let's say, I don't know. Give me like an old school artist.
Tyga.
Okay, that's definitely, that's not working. That doesn't work here in this example. We'll skip over the example.
Ray Charles.
Bottom line, yeah, it's old school enough. I was thinking even further back than that. It is
really?
What it is. Yes.
Bill Withers?
And that's a good one. They hear the music, they sit down, they play it perfectly. I was the same way. I watched this wrestling. I absorbed it like an absolute sponge. Stay a creative pro inside those hallowed halls. The second I stepped foot in that ring and I locked up with somebody, I already realized I was on a different level than everybody else. And so did Curt Hawkins and so did Pat Buck. At that point, it was really their job just to take this clay and try to mold it to their best of the abilities. And from there, it was pretty much gangbusters.
We've seen an associate of yours, Wardlow, doing pretty well in singles action of late.
Yep, very proud of him.
What do you make of that?
I make of the fact that I book his matches because he is under contract.
Hey guys, have you ever wondered what happened to the legendary Chuck Norris? I saw a video he made and I was shocked. He is in his 80s, still kicking butt, working out, staying active. He looks like he's got more energy, can work out longer, even has plenty of that energy left over for his grandkids, and he did this by making one change. He said that he still feels like he's in his 50s. His wife even started doing this thing too. She's never felt better. She says she feels 10 years younger, her body looks leaner, has energy all day, and Chuck's made a 20-minute video explaining step-by-step how anyone can do this same thing to see incredible changes in their health. Staying active is important. Moving around keeps you feeling good. Making sure that you take care of your gut health, your digestion, just overall, is also very important. Right now, you can go to mymorningkick.com/Fightful. Watch Chuck's video right now. That's mymorningkick.com/Fightful. Check out what Chuck Norris has to say. What's got him feeling so good these days? He explains everything, and you won't believe how simple it is.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
check with me, and I enjoy getting my half of his winner's purse. I believe, well, maybe I shouldn't tell you guys how much of his winner's purse I get. But the bottom line is, he should be very proud of himself. He's doing a hell of a job. And, you know, one day I firmly believe that he could become a top guy. That time is not now. Right now he has one job, and it is to make sure that he protects me. And if he comes with me to the inner circle, which he will if I do beat Chris Jericho at Full Gear, he will need to protect the inner circle as well.
So it was about, it feels like about a year ago that you kind of, you ditched Cody Rhodes. And
yeah, scumbag. Yeah.
We have seen some other people do that. Sean Spears, and he's doing fine.
Yeah, he's great.
Cool. Would you say that there is a proven track record that getting Cody Rhodes out of your life does help some people? I mean, I'm not trying to start anything here. I'm just saying Sean Spears and MJF are doing very good.
The man, allow me to use some mythology here. So there's two different types of mermaids, right? They're the mermaids you see in the movies. They're beautiful. They're elegant, right? But back, way back in olden times, in Greek mythology, and I believe a couple different mythologies, regardless, people would see these sirens or mermaids have you while they're on a board of a ship. And these mermaids would be so beautiful, and they would convince you to jump into the water with their beauty. And then once you got under that water, they would grab you and they would swim down to the depths of the sea, and they would drown you until you were lifeless. That is what Cody Rhodes does. Cody Rhodes, in a sense, is a siren. He's a mermaid. He convinces you he's a good guy. He convinces you to jump on board with him with what he's doing. And then he drowns you until you die. And he was trying to do that with me, because what Cody Rhodes was trying to do is he was trying me to be in his shadow. That is why I respect Chris Jericho. If I join the inner circle, I will not be in the shadow of Chris Jericho. I will be standing shoulder and shoulder, arm in arm with Chris Jericho, and we will be getting a whole lot of gold and a whole lot of green. And that's why I'm so excited for this opportunity at Full Gear, because it's nowhere near like the quote-unquote opportunity I had with Cody Rhodes. That wasn't an opportunity. All that was his opportunity to keep me under his thumb, and it just didn't work out for him.
So you mentioned getting a lot of gold. That begs the question, would you be interested in going after the tag team titles with Chris Jericho? I mean, those are a very prestigious set of titles right now.
Every title in AEW, because AEW, let's face facts, we are the winners of the key demo week after week after week. We are the show. Every title in AEW is vastly important. My ultimate goal is to become AEW world champion, clearly, because I should right now be the AEW world champion because Jon Moxley is a cheating son of, I'll cut myself off there. But would it be great to win the world tag team titles with my boy CJ? Absolutely. That'd be great. That would be an absolutely great tag title run.
And again, a familiar foe, a familiar name, and Cody has the TNT title. You are part of the reason he can no longer challenge for the world title, like ever again.
Yeah.
Have you ever taken it upon yourself to maybe say, you know what, I might cost him that one too. I might step in the way and take that one from him too.
I feel the Cody Rhodes story, you know, looking back at it, I feel I could have done it a different way. Maybe I could have went about it more diplomatically instead of physically. But I do regret how some of it went down, because I think deep down in that dark, twisted soul of Cody Rhodes is a good person. I felt sometimes it shone through, but it wasn't enough for me to fully believe that friendship was anything more than a farce. But I think the war between me and Cody Rhodes is done. It's settled. It's going to go down as one of the greatest rivalries in the history of professional wrestling. I wish him the best of luck. But it's not something I am all that interested in right now. What I'm interested in is joining the most incredible group that is the Inner Circle. I'm interested in getting myself back in the AEW world title hunt. And I'm interested in learning from Chris Jericho, who's been in the industry on top for 30 years.
Something I'm interested in, what's your relationship like with one Tony Khan? I mean, it seems like he thinks an awful lot of you for the investment he's made.
How could he not? I'm 24 years of age, and I'm one of the biggest minute-for-minute rating draws in all of pro wrestling right now. 24. I was born in 1996, and I'm super, super proud of that, and I'll tell you why. Because ageism has run rampant in professional wrestling for a very long time. World champions, people who tend to get, you know, the big opportunities, if you will, tend to be in the age range of the upper 30s to 40s to even 50s. And it's always been like that because they want to hold young men like me down because they're afraid to lose their spot. Well, unfortunately, I did not knock on the door. I just kicked it down. I have arrived. I am a top name in this industry. I've proven it with my track record, both with ratings. I've proven it with my track record and how great my segments are and how great my matches are and how great my promos are and how great I am commercially. And Tony Khan understands that I am the future. Not only am I the future, I'm the now. So how can you not put me over in interviews? Also, me and TK, we're boys. We chill all the time, okay? Love that dude. He's my BFF for life, 100%.
Reminder, guys, as we wrap up, November 7th, AEW Full Gear. I'm really interested in, again, this relationship, so to speak, with Chris Jericho. Sure. You being a younger man, much younger than he, that 18 to 49 demographic being so important, do you see yourself being sort of, I don't know, his ear, so to speak? Because pretty soon he'll be out of that demographic. He won't be in the 18 to 49 in a week, and you will be.
Chris Jericho has always had his finger on the pulse, and he always will. He might be what some might consider an older gentleman, but in reality, he's not. The guy's in the prime of his career. I mean, both physically and mentally. He's as clever as a fox and he as quick as a cat. He's an incredible athlete and he's an incredible professional wrestler. Do I feel that me and him have this great chemistry and we're able to bounce ideas off of each other? Absolutely. And I think that that's going to keep shining through. And that's the reason why every single time we're on TV together, we're must see. So.
As we kind of finish up, I think a lot of people have maybe the wrong idea of you. And they might think that you're a mean guy. So I want to go through some names and maybe we'll see if you can say a nice thing about them.
Sure.
Sue, Trent's mom. Easy one.
Is it though? I feel she tried to poison our locker room with those cookies because I had serious food poisoning from those cookies. I don't know what she made them with, but they were, not only did they taste like chalk, but they made me terribly sick. So not a fan of Sue. I'm sorry.
Sammy Guevara.
I love Sammy. Sammy's my little buddy. How can you not love Sammy? You know, some people might say he's talentless. Some people might say he's wildly short and scrawny. Some people might say he looks like he sells Adderall to middle schoolers. I wouldn't say that. I think Sammy Guevara is wildly talented. I think Sammy Guevara is great on the microphone. I think Sammy Guevara is great in the ring. I think Sammy Guevara is a future AEW world champion. I love Sammy Guevara. And to all those people who claim he's a creepy little trollish looking Justin Bieber dollar store wannabe, I say to you, how dare you? Because Sammy's my friend.
Okay. Joey Janela.
Pass.
Mance Warner?
pass. Hard pass. Hard
pass. How about Jake Hager? Perhaps one of your inner circle.
Oh my God, Jake. We're going to talk about Jake real quick. Homie just got another W in Bellator. He's undefeated in MMA, okay? And he is bar none one of the greatest athletes in professional wrestling today. He reminds me so much of, you know, a younger me. He just has so much talent, so much potential, so much to offer, and he's a very good-looking man. So, beautiful wife, too. Very beautiful wife.
Conrad Thompson.
Fat. Very fat.
That's not a nice thing.
Well, you know, in a sense it is because he has enough money to be as fat as he is, you know? He can afford these large, luxurious meals. So, my answer...
Dr. Britt Baker, DMD.
She's definitely a dentist.
I've heard that. And we'll wrap it up with one more. John Moxley. Can you say anything nice about him?
He's really good at cheating. How about that? He's the best. He's the best at cheating in the world. Congrats.
You crushed the young man's
dreams. Good job.
You're facing Chris Jericho. November 7th, Full Gear. Yep. Big stakes here.
Of course. I mean, the biggest stakes, in my opinion, because if I get to be a part of the inner circle, it's going to get me one step closer to regaining the title that should be around my waist already, being the AEW World Championship. Chris Jericho is bar none one of the greatest of all time. I feel that I am going to go down as one of the greatest of all time. I feel that people will look back at this match 5-10 years from now, and they will remember it as one of the biggest keynotes in not just my career, but in Chris's career. And I am wildly excited to get in between the ropes with him. This is an exhibition. There is no bad blood. These are two gentlemen who genuinely are on the top of their game. And we are both looking forward to proving to one another who is the better man, whether it be that night or in general. And I'm looking forward to proving that I deserve and I belong to be in the inner circle.
Well, I can say with confidence, if MJF, Chris Jericho, Jake Hager, Santana, Ortiz, and Sami are in the inner circle, that is probably one of the most stacked, if not the most stacked, stable in
Don't
all
forget
of wrestling.
Ward.
And Wardlow, so he's coming with you.
Oh, absolutely. Maybe that's his job.
I mean, you know, with all this talk of third parties and not being able to do outside things, I didn't know what his contract allowed.
Well, with the contract, here's what the contract states, realistically, with how much money I pay this young man. And I'll be honest, I house his whole family, essentially, with how much money I pay him. The contract goes like this: do what I say. So,
MJF, I want to thank you so much for taking the time. And I've talked to you for each of the last 3 years now. Maybe we can do this again in 2021.
I hope not. I'll see you later, asshole.
Until next time, we're out.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.